So just the final thing. So I think there was an article that you put in the Equity just recently about having consensus, having total consensus amongst the municipalities and the public. But we have, I think we have we have something like over 500 signatures on a petition now that says there these people are not interested in an incinerator. So I don't know. There's that qualifies as not full consensus as far as I'm concerned. But it's just been put out to the public, and so it's going strong. So just saying right now, 500 plus, and who knows how much it'll be when we hand it in. I'm not trying to be intimidating or anything, but I just want to say that that is ongoing. And so there, it's not as like 100% consensus that you might think. So
I'm certain I have never said 100% or complete consensus, because that's impossible. Okay. All I ever said, Christine, was majority of people.
Okay, I must have read it wrong.
I hope so, because I read everything that I've written, and I certainly would have let the newspaper know. I could never say 100%.
Okay,
it's never 100%. But the majority of people, I believe, today have placed their hope in an opportunity like this to environmentally look after our waste and be a leader in Quebec. And so, wait, you don't need to, are you finished your questions? Because I've given you more than 5 minutes. Could you please then pass the mic back? Because this is not a debate between the two of us. I'm going to try to answer your question. So it's not 100%. We could never hope for 100%. And we feel that, I mean, we have 14,700 people. I'm aware of the change.org petition, but for that, you don't need to live in the Pontiac to sign it. And the thing that concerned me about that petition online is that it shows black billowing smoke coming out of stacks and calls it, you know, the mega incinerator. And it also says that Warden Toller announced we're a willing host. We've been a willing host since 2010, long before I ever moved to the Pontiac. So there's some incorrect things. So I don't know what you say at the door or what your how your petition reads, but, you know, we're all in this together. And step by step, as we learn more, I hope it will be reassuring and clarifying, and that some of the worst things you've been thinking about and worrying about will not be the reality, because we do not want to build anything that is sending pollution, certainly black smoke. I mean, this is just, that is something from 1950s and 60s, and that technology doesn't exist in the world anymore, because ministries of environment exist and they would close those down. But I'm really pleased you're doing your petition. Petitions are wonderful, and it gives people the opportunity to speak. So good for you. Keep us posted. All right. Thank you.